Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Tomorrow we'll be broadcasting from the Palestra. Please come on out if you can, 6 to 10 a.m. Doors of the Palestra will open at 5:45. We're going to have a lot of former Big Five stars there. We announced earlier today that Jameer Nelson has been added to the free throw shooting contest. Two different goals here. One is for me to beat, you know, everybody, or at least enough of them that I don't embarrass myself. The other is for me to get to at least 80%. And if I do, put it in Richie's face. See, here's the problem, James. I have realized this. I got a phone call on Friday, and it's a good point a friend made to me. So on one hand, I want to really gloat to John and all the listeners because people doubt me. And, I mean, I want to really, like all that stuff, right? But I do walk a – there's a fine line to walk here because I don't want to embarrass the former Big Five stars all of just embarrassed.
I don't think you have to worry about that.
But what if I do, James? Like these guys are just giving – no, think about it. They're just giving up their time. Like, Jameer Nelson's just coming out to be a good dude and hang out and, you know, get in front of Philadelphia sports fans again and just kind of, honestly.
Do you really think they signed up for this thinking there's the possibility that they'll lose to you?
Probably not. I mean, but I cannot imagine
it's even crossing their mind.
Yes. But that's my point, John. If I win, can I just go all peacocking around?
I would say sure.
Yeah, go for it.
I mean, you deserve it if you're able to beat these guys.
This is an irrelevant question.
But, James, they're doing us a solid just
right.
showing up.
You don't need to worry about this. You're not going to beat
them.
I think
they can handle it.
It's all good.
I think they've undergone some duress in their athletic careers, and they can deal with the adversity
if they start strutting. But it's one thing to lose to Allen Iverson in basketball. It's another thing to lose to me in basketball. I'm trying to figure this out. I don't have the answer. All right.
Yeah, one's a possibility. The other's not a consideration.
All right. Speaking of answers and things we're trying to figure out, let's get some more answers on the 76ers. Derek Bodner's been covering the Sixers for a number of years now. Of course, you can follow his work at Derek Bodner NBA and also with the Daily Six. D-Bod joins us. Hello, Derek.
Good morning. Now, real quick, refresh my memory. You did that thing a couple years ago where you shot 50 free throws, was it?
Correct.
76%.
What did you make? Okay.
Yeah, 76, which is, you know, commendable. It wasn't good enough, but it's solid. And the problem, Derek, is over the weekend in the rain and in the wind on Saturday down the shore, I shot 52%, but it was bad basketball. It's bad circumstances. I expect tomorrow that I'll be between 80 to 84%.
Okay. I'm rooting for you, Joe.
What do you expect? Bod, what do you expect?
I mean, I think Joe can shoot a free throw. I would say somewhere in the 70 to 80 range is probably likely, yeah.
My man.
I think he's putting on.
I got my sister, my mom, my girlfriend,
so nice.
Derek.
Said 70
I think that'll
to
get
80.
You smoked, that's... though. I don't think that's going to win, but I think he'll show up.
All right, Derek, let's get to the Sixers, because what we really care about is whether they're going to win. I think it's a pretty big step back to now no longer, essentially, have a shot to get the 2 seed. The 2 losses over the weekend... It's going to be a 3 seed for the Sixers. How much of a problem do you think that is in the second round against the Boston Celtics?
Yeah, no, it's definitely a setback. It's still not my biggest concern just because the way James Harden looked on Monday when after he hurt that Achilles, he did not look like the same player we had seen for months. So they need to get that player back because without him back, I don't care if they have home court or not in the second round. But certainly when you talk about having to beat basically two of Boston and Milwaukee in the playoffs, having home court advantage against one of them would be massive. They were on the path back because of the way they were playing earlier this month. They had a real shot at that 2 seed. It's a significant problem. But right now I'm way more focused on James Harden because he just did not look good after he injured that Achilles.
And do you have any updates on the injury situation for Harden?
No, we don't. He's still listed as questionable for tonight's game. He's been listed as questionable here for the last couple and has sat out. We do not have an update beyond that, though.
How can Joel Embiid play better?
I mean, really not all that. His effort on defense comes and goes, in part because he has to score 47 against the Golden State Warriors for them to have a chance. His effort on the glass isn't always there. He can certainly improve in those two areas. Outside of that, and look, he didn't play his best game against the Suns, still ended up with like 29 points or whatever.
Yeah.
He's been remarkably consistent for a very long time. Over the last few games, though, he's had to work a little bit harder because of Harden's absence. I think they really need to get Harden back. I think they need to sort of stabilize the offense a little bit. But when I look at this team, it's on the defensive side of the court. We saw that against the Warriors. They need to play better. He's a small part of that, but there's a lot of really bad defenders around him. So I think a lot of it comes down to, you know, can Harden come back, make his life easier so he has a little more energy to expend on defense?
Mm-hmm.
Because he looked gassed there in the fourth quarter against the Warriors. And that was the biggest detriment of that game.
How likely is it this is the year Joel gets the MVP?
Tell me what happens against the Nuggets, Bucks coming down the stretch. And I think that's a big part where, on the one hand, you want to be real cautious with Harden's injury because without him, you don't have a real chance in the playoffs of making a title run. On the other hand, if Harden misses tonight's game, if Harden misses next week's game against the Bucks, against those two MVP contenders, I think Joe could lose his MVP award. And I thought up until a week ago, a couple days ago even, I thought Joel Embiid was the odds-on favorite to win the award. I still think that's probably true. But if they come out here and are flat and lose both of these two high-profile games coming up, that could certainly change. So I think it's a real race down the stretch here, which I think is good for the NBA. But I think, you know, the Sixers need to win these games here. I think these are real important games starting tonight for Joel's MVP chance.
Derek Bodner with us. Derek, what do you make of Tyrese Maxey and Tobias Harris scoring more when James Harden doesn't play? I mean, on one hand, it makes sense. But on the other hand, it feels like Harris especially kind of becomes invisible when other players are on the court. How much of a concern is that reality for the Sixers in the postseason when they got to face great teams?
I mean, it's not too much of a concern for me because they've been, like, when all four of those are on the court, their offense has been pretty much unbeatable. So whether or not, you know, Harris specifically is scoring points, he's just not – you look at his touches go way down when he plays alongside Joel Embiid and James Harden, but you want him playing alongside Joel Embiid and James Harden because that's going to give the team the best chance to win. You would love for Harris to be a little more of a high-volume catch-and-shoot player, a little better of a lockdown defender. He's not, but you can't change that right now. So when I look at Harris, do I want him necessarily using more possessions and more shots when Harden and Embiid are on the court? No, not really. I want those possessions going to Embiid, Harden, and Maxey. So, again, I would love – there's two or three shots per game I'd love to see Harris get just because he's a little more confident of a shooter. That's what you would like to change, but I'm not changing my offense to necessarily try to get him going. He's just got to make better use of the shots that are there.
Is Doc Rivers having a bounce back year?
He's having a good regular season. This is one of the things where I think the regular season is maybe 20% of his overall grade, so I'm not really too focused on that right now. He's got to do it in the playoffs as much as, you know, I think you look up and down the roster and you've got Embiid and Harden and a lot of those, you know, no titles there. A lot of people with a lot to prove in the postseason, but I think Doc has as much as anyone. So I think he's done a good job here keeping them together, getting them through those injuries earlier on in the season, getting their offense humming at a really great level over the last couple of months. I think he's done a pretty good job, but it's all going to come down to whether or not he can beat the Boston Celtics and the Milwaukee Bucks in the playoffs. And so what he's done so far probably isn't going to change anyone's opinion, nor necessarily should it.
Hey, Derek, rank them. Best chance to get to the finals, Bucks, Sixers, Celtics. How do you rank them?
I would go Bucks number one right now. I think the Celtics are stumbling a little bit. I think that offense that looked so great earlier on in the season isn't necessarily as great as maybe we thought. I would still go Celtics number two and Sixers number three, but I think the Sixers have closed the gap. It might not be a 50-50 in those series, but whereas before I maybe would have called it a 25-75, now it might be a 60-40, assuming James Harden comes back and has that burst and is able to give the Sixers what he gave them over the last couple of months. I think it's a lot closer to a 50-50 than I would have said a month or two ago, and I think that's pretty big. I think the Sixers have a real shot in either series, but they need Harden to look like Harden.
And finally, Derek, you know, we'd be remiss if we, you know, when doing an NBA segment here, don't check in on Ben Simmons, who it was announced over the weekend, has a nerve impingement in his back and probably will miss the rest of the season. Derek, does he have more of a nerve impingement in his back or a nerve impingement in his brain?
I mean, look, I'm not going to say he doesn't have a back injury. I would never do that. But certainly in terms of confidence, fear of failure, all that stuff we've talked about a million times, that is certainly there. That is a big hindrance in his NBA career. And it's a, I have no idea. If you ask me how his career shakes out, I have no idea. There's
I'll tell you,
Derek,
back
is certainly there,
I think
we have
the brain idea.
Is there
no,
too.
I think we do. Derek, I'll tell you this, and it's still a year away. I think it's a year away. When he becomes a free agent, when this ridiculous contract ends, I see a real scenario where no one signs him. Where the, you know, let's sign him to a cheap contract, 1 year, $5 million, because you got the upside of a guy that theoretically could return to form and be an all-star and blah, blah, blah. I think he's just more of a pain in the ass at this point, where who wants to take that on? Who wants to babysit a guy? Who wants to hold a guy's hand? I mean, what's the point?
He's got 2 years left at the low value of a combined $79 million. no, I think somebody teams will take a chance on pain in the butts, but it won't be for a long-term contract unless something absolutely changes.
Does it hurt
I can see somebody
him?
Giving him a one-year deal, though.
Will it hurt his chances to be signed again when it's all said and done without representation? Now that it's just been that he and Clutch have parted ways, does that improve his chances of re-signing or make them worse?
Well, there was a report out there that he was going to work with Bernie Lee, who somewhat very funny represents Jimmy Butler, and also helped Joel Embiid on his last contract. And Bernie Lee only has like maybe three or four clients in the NBA, and one of them being Jimmy Butler is absolutely hysterical. But no, I think by the time that contract gets around, he will certainly have an agent. You know, some NBA stars will not have agents because, like Joel Embiid on the last contract, why give an NBA agent, you know, 4% of $200 million when you know what you're going to get? There's a max contract slot. Mm-hmm. Ben will need an agent for his next negotiation.
No
sure.
question. Derek, we look forward to talking a ton in April with the Sixers playoffs. We hope May and June as well. We'll find out how long they go. Looking forward to it. Derek, as always, man, thanks so much for joining the show again. Derek, at Derek Bodner, NBA, and the Daily Six. Thanks, bud.
Yep, thank you.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.